Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment Chandu, the magician. Today, Chandu, master of illusion, offers you one of his mysterious and amazing tricks. Chandu calls this trick the Assyrian money changer, and it changes pennies into dimes. You want this trick? Want to mystify and entertain your friends? Want to be a magician like Chandu? All right, get that White King box top, send it with a quarter straight to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, and receive your first Chandu magic trick by return mail. Listen. What fun you'll have saying, "See this penny? I lay the penny on the table. Now I cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot," I say. Then remove the block, and the penny's gone. Now it's a silver dime. The trick is easy. So easy a child can do it. But it is clever. So clever it is very hard to detect. Start your collection of magic tricks right now with Chandu's Assyrian Money Changer. Just send 25 cents in coin and a White King Soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Be sure to print your name and address plainly. Pavel Korowitz, deposed king of the tiny Balkan country of Matabania, has been shot by an unseen assassin while talking in his study to Frank Chandler. 2 hours later, after Chandler and the regents have returned to the castle where they are staying, they hear the tolling of the bells, which announced the death of the former king. By the occult powers he gained in India, Chandler sees in the crystal a furious quarrel between Jan Metsos, the foreign minister, and the mysterious Russian, Dmitri. Both are insisting they had no part in the ex-king's assassination, and Dmitri threatens Metsos with a loss of his office as head of the government. A moment later, Chandler discovers a servant, Lugos, hiding behind a curtain, and learns the man is a spy in Dmitri's pay. It is now the following day. The present scene opens in the cafe of the Princess Zorilia on a narrow street in Lubova. Chandu, the magician.
Isn't this food terrific? That spiced lamb.
Well, how about this dessert? Ekmek-kadai. What a thing to call it.
Well, I'm glad you like it. If I can't find another cook, we may have to have all our meals out, I'm ashamed to say.
You needn't be, Mother. That old stove up at the castle is positively prehistoric.
You and Betty sure whipped up a good breakfast.
You know, I haven't tasted scrambled eggs like that for years.
Oh, breakfast is nothing. But that stove's a museum piece.
Uncle Frank, what do you suppose Dmitri will say when he finds out we fired Lugos and Mara?
Lugos won't be in a hurry to tell Dmitri he was so clumsy we caught him spying on us.
Oh, I hate to think of Lugos snooping and listening at keyholes all the time he's been with us.
It hasn't been that long, Dot.
No?
Dmitri did his best to make friends with us at first.
So he could find out for himself what you were doing.
I think so. But how he got the idea I was connected with the Stevens gypsies, I can't imagine.
Yeah, well, that's just crazy.
Mother, did you really tell Dmitri not to come to the castle anymore? He said you did.
What? When was this?
The day Nicky's horse threw him. You remember. I told you Dmitri came riding up.
Oh, I remember. Yes, I did tell him not to come up again.
Oh, Mother.
Now, let's not talk about him. He's the most... Frank, what is it?
I was just wondering about the music, Dot. It seems strange when a country's in mourning.
Well, not officially, is it? Well, I should think Mr. Metsos would be afraid of trouble if he let the people show how they feel about the king's death.
Oh, Metsos will make the gesture.
Oh, but Frank...
You heard what Dmitri said to him about a state ceremony. That's why I don't understand this gay music.
Uncle Frank, do you think this cafe's really 600 years old?
Oh, I doubt it, Betty. Why?
Because it must have been named for that princess, the first first one who lived in our castle.
Well, it's funny they'd name anything for her when they said she poisoned her husband.
Yeah.
Everyone's probably forgotten how the cafe got its name. It was so long ago. Or else it's a rendezvous. I wonder.
What, Frank?
Uncle Frank, look who's coming in.
Dimitri. He won't come over here, Mother. He knows you can't bear him.
He seems to take a perverse delight in annoying me.
Good day, Mother. Mr. Chandler.
Hello, Dimitri.
Oh, good heavens, what's that?
It must be a gypsy raid. Stabens' men.
Oh, can't we get away?
No, sit still. You don't want to be out on the streets.
On horseback? Don't be silly.
Mr. Chandler, would it not be wise to take your sister and Miss Regent to a safer place?
I think we're quite safe here.
Brother, what a row. Look at all the chickens and things they've grabbed.
Perhaps you know a stay-bun will not harm you, Mr. Chandler.
Perhaps.
Hey, they're coming back.
No, it's the soldiers.
Right on a Stabens' tail. I bet they catch him this time.
I hope they do. Those poor people. It was market day, too.
Oh, gosh. It looks like an earthquake had hit the county fair.
Let's go and look out the door. Oh, don't go out there, Bob.
No, Bob. Don't go out in the street yet.
A moment, Mrs. Regent. Surely you are not curious about the chaos in the wake of a gypsy raid.
What do you want, Dimitri?
First, to apologize for my ill-timed jest. I have regretted the impulse ever since.
You thought it was funny, telling me Bob and Betty were somewhere in the cellars of the castle?
Madame, I assure you.
You have a very peculiar sense of humor.
So I have often been told. But I have heard that Americans also enjoy what they call practical jokes. I thought you would be amused. Later.
I wasn't.
But it is the sort of thing Americans enjoy abroad. Exploring ruins, frightening themselves by walking into dark cellars.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't believe you meant it as a joke.
You came to no harm, did you? Weren't Bob and Betty amused to realize you were searching the cellars for them while all the time...
No. And Dimitri... I want you to keep away from my daughter.
Madame, she's a child. Surely you do not misunderstand my very slight attentions to her.
Not in the least.
I see you do. But if I have roused so much as a spark of, shall I say, jealousy in you...
You're insulting.
But that is how it will seem to her. If you persist in warning her against me, madame...
I'm not going to listen to this.
Even a young girl of Betty's age will not find it hard to believe.
Mother, the soldiers are coming back. Come see them.
Well, I sure didn't chase those gypsies very far.
Aren't their uniforms marvelous?
Frank, let's go now.
All right, Dad.
Why do you not return to the table, Mother? The danger is past now.
Why do you want to go now, Mother?
Yeah, Mom, I'm still hungry.
We can come down here another time.
Yes. Come along.
Well, there won't be anything to eat up at the castle. You don't want to wrestle with that stove again, do you?
We'll find something to eat.
Mr. Chandler, I am not as familiar with gypsy tactics as you seem to be. Are you quite certain it is safe to take ladies into the streets now?
We appreciate your concern, Dimitri. But we'll manage.
Then, good night.
Take your things upstairs, Mother.
Thank you, dear. Bob, you might go and make a fire in the kitchen.
Okay. I wish I'd brought back some of that lamb.
Did you notice, Dot? Dimitri still thinks I have something to do with the Stabens gypsies. So he hasn't seen Lugos.
Frank, before the children come back, Dimitri's a barrel. He stood there at the table and...
Mother, shall I bring down a sweater for you?
Yes, please, dear. The blue one. It's in my trunk, I think. That'll keep her up there for a while. Frank, that man's like a snake.
I know he is. I'm sorry now I asked you to come over here, Dot. I didn't realize what I was letting you in for.
Oh, I'm a coward where Betty and Bob are concerned. I admit it.
I know how you feel. Dot, Maybe you'd better go back to California.
Well, what good would that do?
Well, wouldn't you feel a bit better 10,000 miles away from Dimitri?
I would, yes. If we hadn't seen him that night in the crystal, calling down that awful curse on all of us. But now...
Now what?
Well, it would work as well in California as here, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Wouldn't it?
Yes, we allowed it to.
Well, then if Dimitri did actually put some sort of spell on Betty or Bob and you weren't there... Oh, no, I can't go home now.
Well, I'm not trying to persuade you to stay, Dot. But Dimitri's done nothing yet, as far as we know.
Oh, we'd know if he had. Remember the night in Cairo when that hideous little Arania cast that spell on Betty? Just by giving her a white flower? It wasn't half an hour until she was unconscious.
Yes, of course I remember.
You see? Besides, Robert's in Paris. He certainly won't go home yet. No, Frank, we'll stay here.
Well, whatever you say, Dot. I know Robert's glad you're on this side of the ocean, even if he can't see much of him.
Well, he feels safer knowing we're with you.
Well, all this isn't going on indefinitely either, you know. I'm beginning to see my way now.
I can't find it anywhere, Mother.
Well, never mind, Betty. I'll come up and get it. What were you going to say, Frank?
Well, just that I know how things stand now. Dimitri's been sent here to take Mezzo's place. And Mezzo thinks I'm on his side.
Well?
If I can make him angry enough at Dimitri, he'll tell me who it is they're taking orders from. And that will be that.
You make it seem very easy. I know it won't be.
It'll be worth it, though. And Robert can file his experiment away with the things the world will never need.
Do you know what he's working on?
Of course I do.
Frank, if that's Dimitri...
I'll see who it is.
Let Uncle Frank go to the door, dear.
Well, I'm right here. Oh, good evening. From Paris? Oh, thank you. I'll tell her right away.
What was that, Betty?
It's a message for you, Mother. You ought to come down to the railway station. There's a call for you from Paris.
What?
It must be Daddy.
Well, he's never called me from there before. Frank, what do you suppose has happened?
Would you like to be a magician? Would you like to mystify your friends with magic tricks? Chandu the magician has a magic trick for you. Chandu calls it the Assyrian money changer. It changes pennies into dimes. And we'll send it to you for just 25 cents and a White King box top. This trick is fascinating. Listen. You lay a penny on the table, then cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot, you say. Now remove the block. And the penny's gone. Instead, you see a bright, shining silver dime. Wonderful, isn't it? And it's so simple, you can do it not once, but again and again and again. Your friends will never catch on. Now, to get Chandu's Assyrian money changer, just mail 25 cents in coin and the top from a box of White King soap to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap. There is no soap like White King. You'll love White King. Chandu the Magician is produced and directed by Cyril Armbrister. Dorothy Regent is played by Irene Tedrow. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.